Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Our Private Moments. It's now Short and Sweet episodes where we round up all of our favourite guests and all of our favourite moments and different things. This is a little private moment for you. I hope you enjoy it. I want to challenge you on this as well.
Because
I find it so interesting because I agree with you, but not challenge you, I suppose, but question it. Because I heard Matt Damon do an interview once when he talked about winning an Oscar for, what is the one with Robin Williams? And it was called... and he's a maths genius.
Good Will Hunting.
So Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, they wrote it. They won an Oscar for it. He said in an interview, "I'm so happy I won the Oscar at a young age, 23 or whatever he won it. He realized how meaningless it was, and I wouldn't have chased that dream for the rest of my life. Because when he got it, he was like, this is not the great." So it is that we're told to chase our dreams, right? But then what you're countering that with is you're saying, hang on a second, if you do chase your dreams, and I heard you... I think you wrote about this in your book, or you said it, is where if you choose, I'm gonna murder what you said. So
mate, it's fine, go for it.
But you said something like, if your aim is to be a great father, or your aim is to be the best person going to the gym, or your aim is, and something goes wrong in your life and that doesn't work, or something happens, or you get there and you don't, doesn't please you as much, you're then gonna go on a spiral downwards because that's been your blueprint for that long. So are you saying to people that don't, What are you trying to suggest? Maybe don't have a blueprint or
what I'm trying to suggest, there's a complex nuance here, isn't there?
Yeah, because it is. You know what I mean?
We're not going to just sit at home and go, well, I'm not going to do anything anymore because, you know, I heard on this podcast that your dreams won't make you happy. So I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. No, there's a balance. So there's a couple of ways to answer that, right? So big picture is, I think many of us confuse success with happiness, right? They can overlap for sure, but for many of us, they're separate things. And I think society conditions us to think that more money, fame, a better car, a nicer hotel on holiday, the latest phone is going to make us happy. But we see time and time again, when people get that stuff, they realize it's a fleeting, short-lived emotion that is not true meaning and happiness. Now, the sad thing is often people have to go and get it, like you just mentioned with the Oscar, until they actually realize that. Or, you know, Jim Carrey saying, I wish everyone could become rich and famous to realize that it doesn't make you happy. Or Johnny Wilkinson winning the World Cup. I've had very similar things in my own life. I'm someone who society would deem very successful. You know, I'm a doctor. I've got 5 Sunday Times bestsellers. I have a huge podcast. Whatever these societal metrics of success are, I've ticked them off. But you are
happy.
But only recently. For much of my life, I wasn't. Even for the early part of my public-facing life, I wasn't truly happy. I was still very much a feel-good with external validation and feel awful. The problem is when you need external validation to feel good, here's the problem. When you're getting it, hey, great, things feel good. As soon as you get one negative comment, man, you go onto the opposite, the polar extreme emotion. Right. So coming back to your question, what am I saying? The way I I've been thinking a lot about this, because how can we have motivation and desire then? You know, what's the difference between a healthy motivation and desire and an unhealthy one? And I think it comes down to the intention behind it. So if your desire is coming from a place of lack, right, I'm not enough in who I am, therefore, when I get that, it's going to say something about who I am. That's the problem. Because when you get it, it ain't going to say anything. You're still going to have that hole inside your heart that you thought the external validation was going to fill, and it doesn't. But if your desire is coming from a place of real ambition and fullness, and I guess it's a very un-British way of saying it, but kind of love for yourself, when you're like, you know, I kind of like the person I am, I really want to do this, it's very, very different. So I think motivation is good, but what's that kind of energy behind the motivation, I think, makes a real difference. Going back to the Johnny Wilkerson story for a moment, Johnny said that he used to play rugby when he was a kid for the joy of the game. When it started to change was when, you know, in his late teens, I think, or when he's playing for England, it's like, I no longer played for the joy. I played because I thought it would say something about who I was, right? And that's the thing. And I was on a podcast recently, and this fantastic young lady, she had lots of entrepreneurs and, you know, people who wanting to achieve success and stuff, listen to her podcast. She goes, well, how do we do it then? I said, well, I think it comes down to ask yourself, what's driving you? Are you trying to prove someone wrong? Are you trying to show people, I can do this, right? If that's the drive, I've had that drive for much of my life, right? Mm. It comes down to the way I was brought up. I very much took on the idea when I was a kid that I'm only worth something if I'm top of the class or I've got straight A's, right?
That's so much pressure.
That is a huge amount of pressure. But just, you know, I'm not putting blame on anyone for that, right? My parents were immigrants to the UK. They had a lot of struggle. There's a huge thing in immigrant families where they prioritize academic success, certainly in Indian families.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If I would come home from school with 19 out of 20, it was like, well, why didn't you get 20? If I came up with 99%, why didn't you get 100? If I came second in the class,
are you serious?
Well, who came top? Why didn't you come top? Right? And it's really interesting.
Your parents would have hated me.
Well, no, what's really interesting is as I was writing Happy Mind, Happy Life, I went round to my mum's and I said, hey, mum, can I ask you a question? Because I detail this in the book, like I expand upon it and I say, why did you and dad say that to me when I was little? And they said, well, look, we wanted you to be the best that you could be. We knew how capable you are. So, you know, the immigrant mentality is if my kids do well at school, they're going to get a good job. They're going to go to a good university and they'll have no struggle and problems in life like we have had, right? So it comes from a place of love. The problem is that little Rongan at that age takes on the impression, I'm not blaming my parents for this, I thought, oh, I'm only worth something when I am top of the class, when I have got the best grades. That is a very very lonely place to be. You're talking about loneliness. Yeah. This is another flavor to loneliness, right? Where you spend your whole life thinking that I have to be a certain way in order to be accepted. And, you know, and this is another really interesting theme that I think a lot about. The way we feel that we are, right? So our personality, we kind of think it's fixed. Oh, this is who I am. For most of my life, my mates would tell you that Rongan is really competitive, super competitive. You know, he will not lose. That was true for much of my life, but I'm not competitive anymore. It's not who I am, it's who I became, right? So as a kid, if you think that you're only worth something when you're succeeding, well, developing the trait of being competitive is fantastic because it's going to help you meet that. Over the last few years, basically since my dad died, and I've asked myself the biggest existential questions, you know, what am I doing? Whose life am I leading? Is it my life or someone else's? I don't need that external validation anymore. I actually like the person I see in the mirror these days. Like, that sounds really harsh, but I think for much of my life I didn't. But I do. And therefore, I don't need to be competitive. Like, I don't... My success... It's really interesting. As we're talking, right, as we're recording this, we are 4 weeks into my latest book being out. It was really interesting. My fifth book in 5 years.
That's insane.
It is insane. And this book has been the number one Sunday Times paperback for the last 3 weeks. Right?
How insane. That's amazing.
It is. But do you know what's really interesting? Before this book came out, I feel I've been on this personal growth journey. I've made peace with myself. Like, I genuinely, with zero arrogance, can say, I honestly think it's a great book. I don't think I could do anything better at this moment in my life. Whether anyone buys it or not doesn't make a difference. It doesn't change that.
Are you sure? Is that 100% true?
Well, listen, we're very good as humans at kidding ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So
I could be kidding myself right now.
Yeah.
But what I can say is I don't think I am. And the reason I don't think I am is I'd got to that point. I've been getting there with the last few books. With this one, I really thought, man, I don't need the validation here, right? Now, I got a call from my publisher the week after it comes out saying, hey, Rongan, you know, can you give us a call? I said, yeah, what's going on? I said, just got to the early figures and you're going to be the number one Sunday Times paperback bestseller this weekend. I was like, and they were just, you know, jumping through hoops, really, really excited. Honestly, the Rongan of 4 or 5 years ago would have been jumping through hoops as well. Would have phoned all my mates afterwards. Guys, I just want to share with you. This is amazing. Honestly, I was like, it was just quiet contentment. It was like, oh, cool. You know, that's awesome. You know, I'm really glad it's going to get out there and help people. In that real life moment, the reason why I don't think I'm kidding myself is I didn't feel that elation. It doesn't mean I'm not proud of it or content with it. I am. But my kids still needed feeding straight afterwards. Yeah. I still had to put the washing on for the next day. Like, the reality of life. So, but mate, it's been a long journey to get to this point.
I guess because you look at that now and you kind of see it for what it is.
Yeah. That is. It's just noise.
Yeah.
It's noise. It's nice noise. It's just noise.
It's not the same love that I imagine you get from, you know, seeing a patient that you've managed to turn their life around. That's that true sort of actual real life.
Yeah. It's funny because that then speaks to what does it mean to be a doctor for me in 2022, right? Because actually I've realized through my podcasts and books that I can have a far greater impact on people's health and well-being than I can one-on-one. So it's not necessarily what it is, it's a bit like that Oscar story, right? These are just stories. You know, ratings come, ratings go, right? If, let's say, what would happen if it was number five? Would I be less of a person? Would it have been less of a book? No. But would the old Rongan have thought that? Yes, I would have done. And then I have this concept in the book called core happiness and junk happiness. Junk happiness habits, right? We've all got, I think core happiness is what every human really wants. And I compare it to junk happiness, which are these kind of habits that we think are making us happy, but they're sort of not. And we've all got a junk happiness habit of choice, maybe quite a few, you know, sugar, 3 hours on Instagram, gambling, online shopping, online pornography, whatever it is. They're all
that's
the kind
of... That's you, buddy.
don't watch porn, actually, famously. So.
Well, these things, but actually what's really interesting, we can look at the we can look at the behavior and have a laugh about gambling or pornography or sugar or shopping, but actually go a little bit upstream, they're all the same.
Yeah, of course they are.
They're all the same. It's just what is our one of choice, right? Which are we drawn to? But ultimately, we're trying to distract, we're trying to avoid, we're trying to numb something by turning to them, and we think the happiness is there, but it isn't. It's just
distracting us.
That's
the junk happiness.
That's what I call junk happiness.
I like that.
And I'm not saying they're always bad, right? I'm not saying give up all your junk happiness habits. I'm saying they're problematic, in my view, if you engage in them too regularly, or if you kid yourself that they're bringing you true happiness, right? So, you know, that's junk. Core happiness, I think, is core happiness, I want people to think of as a three-legged stool. Each of the legs is separate, but essential, right? And if any one of those legs starts to weaken, your feelings of core happiness will start to collapse. So those three components of core happiness are alignment, which is when the person who you really are inside and the person who you are actually being out there in the world are one and the same. The second leg is contentment. What are the things you can do in life that make you feel content, calm, and at peace? And then the third leg, I think, is really important, particularly at the moment, is control, right? It's not controlling the world. We can't control the world. The last few years have taught us that if, you know, whatever you want to happen, it doesn't really matter. Things are going to happen the way that they happen. This is about a sense of control. What things can you do on a daily basis that give you a sense of control? And we know that people with a sense of control have higher motivation. They earn more money. They have higher academic success. They're more socially mature. They are happier. They live longer. Right. So I think those three components make up the happiness that we all really want. It's not this kind of, oh, I've got a smile on my face every day. Everything's awesome. You know, I don't think that's real deep happiness.
Remember, guys, thank you so much for listening. Our private moments are out every week on Monday, so you can get your little fix of private parts at the start of your week. And if you want more, you can go back and listen to the full episode, which we will link in the bios. Just go and click that. And we'll see you on Monday for another one of our private moments.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.